today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, wisdom attempts to teach you something. Each day, wisdom cries out, pleading with you to listen. Each day, wisdom desires to direct you down the right path. Parents try to redirect their children to not make the mistakes they've made. Employers have attorneys to draft employee handbooks that lay out all the policies and procedures of the company, and still people get terminated for not following the guidelines. Some are written up and reprimanded for things that do not register on the scale of being a responsible adult. Wisdom is crying out, calling you today to consider your ways. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 22, it is written, "Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the opening of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." In this verse, wisdom is personified and speaks in the first person, emphasizing the serious consequences that come to those who reject it. Wisdom does not hide, nor does she try to sneak by. She makes herself known to all. She pulls out the chair for everyone who desires to take a seat. She consistently yells, screams, cries out aloud for all listeners to hear. Wisdom is looking for doers, people who will put what she cries out into action. Wisdom has seen the prosperity. Wisdom has seen the abundant life and awesome results of those who listen and apply her words. Wisdom has a vested interest in you becoming all you can be in this life. Wisdom will never turn her back on you. She will never tell you she's too busy. Wisdom is not afraid to be herself. She was birthed with the purpose of introducing you to who you really are in Christ. She never takes a day off. She has no vacation days. You are her desire. Will you embrace her today? Will you slow down and hear what she has to say and do it? Will you pause in your efforts to reach your goals and allow her to order your steps? Wisdom is pursuing you today. She has pinned you in today for a very important appointment. Can't you hear her calling you out? She will not stop until you answer. Turn and run towards her. She has something great to tell you. She has the answer to all of your questions and the direction to the path you must take. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.